This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says it's putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's killing while in police custody, but warned reducing immunity for officers was a non-starter. The White House press secretary says administration plans to address protester concerns about police brutality were reaching final edits she hoped could be made public in the coming days. This comes on the heels of Philanese Floyd speaking to U.S. lawmakers Wednesday. He asked them to make it stop in regard to police brutality as he testified before the House Judiciary Committee. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago, whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging racial equality and police reform. The Judiciary Committee is examining national police reform proposals 1 day after Floyd's funeral. The panel prepares to shepherd sweeping Democratic legislation aimed at combating police violence and racial injustice to the floor by early July. There will be more hearings next week to prepare for a full House vote. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. Local and state officials have also announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Hong Kong police say they arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban, gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in an unauthorized assembly. With the looming national security laws imposed by China, many said they couldn't stop the resistance, but would make a more cautious approach. This is VOA News.